Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever, amen. The bishop has given a great blessing to this parish and to us and to Father Jim, because he's invited this parish to begin the Lectio Divina in preparation for the new evangelization. Now, Lectio Divina are two Latin words, which means lesson or teaching that is divine. Naturally, then, it refers to Jesus Christ, refers to the divine teaching that he gave us in the Gospels. And it teaches us how to pray and find Jesus and see Jesus in the Scriptures, in the different lessons that he gave. Because Jesus, one of the complaints he had was with the Pharisees when he says, they are blind. They are blind men who lead the blind, and they all both fall into the ditch. Our great theologian, Saint Augustine, when he was being converted, or just after his conversion, he read the scripture and he came across this teaching that how can we see Jesus Christ? You know that many times we say our prayers are not answers, we do not see Jesus, we don't know what he understand what he's saying, the scriptures are so difficult. Saint Augustine says that we need three eyes. The true Christian needs three eyes to see Jesus. The first eye, they're all in the scripture, all mentioned here in the Gospels. The first eye is the eye of the mind. The eye of the mind, the ears. Jesus said, ears that do not hear, do not understand. So we have to pray to the Lord to hear and understand what he teaches. The second is the heart, the feeling of the heart. That we have when we see Jesus, we have to learn how to love him. That he comes to save us and to take away our sins. But the third one is one that the apostles themselves did not have until Pentecost. They betrayed Jesus at Calvary, at the crucifixion. And Jesus merited for them a very strong blessing, a very great grace, which is the eye of God, the eye of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit would come and inflame them and make them act and show them who Jesus was. And from that point, our church began. That's where Catholicism really began. And that is what we have to do to restore ourselves. We have to come to Jesus Christ with the three eyes of understanding, of heart, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.